estate home sales continued on a torrid pace in September, growing 25.3%. It was the best September for residential real estate since 2005, and marked the end of a third quarter that showed a 21.7% gain over the summer of 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Hello, Ian.
Last month, you predicted that September would be another big month for sales, and that certainly has been the case. Last time we had as good of a September, it was 10 years ago in 2005, we saw another 4,800 sales the following month in October. Do you think we can expect that sort of month in October this year?
Well, we certainly saw a booming September sales volume, a 26% increase over last September, and that's the biggest percentage increase of the year. Actually, it's the biggest gain since July of 2012. So that concludes a very strong third quarter. Since the third quarter is always the biggest quarter of the year, we can only say that the real estate market is hot, even though the inventory of homes for sale is low. Can October sales keep the winning streak going? I'd say yes. I'm optimistic for two reasons. First, consumer confidence is up with a strong local economy. Jobs are being created in Massachusetts, and employers are competing to staff up to meet their business needs. This is likely to lead to higher pay and that employers are going to have to do to make those hires. And nothing gives consumers confidence faster than the prospect of higher earnings. The second reason I'm optimistic is that overall, home prices are still low. The median inched up 3% last month and is just 2% higher for the year so far. Last year, the median climbed by 2.5%. And prices are still 4% below the high point they reached in 2005, 10 years ago. So with low prices, I think we'll continue to see good sales.
So the median price in September, Tim, for single-family homes was $330,000, which is a 3.13% increase over last September. But in both 2014 and this year, in 2015, prices in September dropped nearly $30,000 from where they were in August. Why does that happen?
Yes, it seems odd, doesn't it? Why would the median price of a single-family home fluctuate so much? Well, the reason, I think, is that real estate is seasonal. Like airline fares or the price of gas, some seasons have higher prices. The summer months have more closings than other months because people shop for homes in the spring and close in the summer. And because homeowners plan to put their homes on the market in the spring when everything is fresh and in bloom. Another factor is that I think families, that's couples with school-aged children, want to close their homes over the summer months to avoid interrupted school years for their children. And families with school-aged children need bigger, more expensive homes. So every year we see a higher median price in the summer than we do in other seasons.
As you've just said, we know that real estate is a very seasonal business. September has marked the end of the third quarter that was very busy for both condo and single-family home sales. And things will likely cool down a little bit in quarter four. With these last booming 3 months, which represent the spring and early summer market, like you've just said, what do you think the spring market of 2016 might hold for us?
Well, I do think that the strong sales volume in the third quarter will have a carryover effect. The more homes that are sold, the more buzz they create. If you see three homes on your neighborhood sell quickly and above the asking price, you are naturally going to think that this might be a good time to consider a move yourself. If there is one thing holding back the market, it is the lack of homes for sale. Strong sales and good results will beget more sales, and people who have been saddled with their mortgage balances at or near the value of their homes will have more options as prices gradually rise across the state. Selling a home was a no-win, no-profit proposition for many homeowners in recent years, but a strong market and slowly rising prices makes a sale a strong opportunity. I think we'll see a good number of new listings early next year and plenty of eager buyers to snatch them up.
Great. Thank you, Tim, very much. And thank you to the listeners for joining us. If you'd like more information on how the Warren Group's banking and real estate data can help your business, please make sure to visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.